Help support our coverage with a free account on Privacy, the service that keeps you protected when shopping online. Get $5 to try it now by using promo code QZZ2J. And with Blueberry, the community that gives creators the power to make money, get detailed audience measurements, and host their audio and video. Get a 30-day free trial by using promo code Blueberry004.
How you doing, Matt?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. How you been, man? You're looking different, dude. I haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. I couldn't tell you the last time. I missed you guys last week.
Yeah,
last year.
Last time I saw you was in Denver when 2016 is when I saw you in Denver.
Oh, yeah, I think I was passing through. Yeah. You were also passing through.
Yeah, it was election night that night. So
was it
that? Yeah, it was.
Oh,
it was
wow.
In November. That's the only reason I remember when I was in Denver.
Oh, yeah.
So
that sticks in a lot of people's minds for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Because it's kind of funny. That night in the hotel, I had Democrats on the right-hand side of me and Republicans on the other, and it was, it was two different vibes going on.
Vastly different cries of something.
Right. So anyway, how you're in Vegas now?
I'm in Vegas, and I figured might as well come over and see you and see what's going on here. I just got here, so
awesome.
Tell me what I should see. What's the hot stuff?
I haven't been out too much. A lot of health tech, obviously.
Yeah.
Downstairs is the place really to kind of go find the cool stuff. The guy that's in the booth that's maxed out his credit card and, is there showing, whatever he can show off to try to get some traction, get a business deal going.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot. I'm sure a lot of that happens here.
So what are you doing these days?
Just doing some video work, which I'm going to do for you
awesome.
This week.
Yeah.
Going to go see who I can find to talk to.
Sure.
I want to check out a lot of the 3D printing stuff, doing a lot of maker stuff these days, too. So.
I don't know where any of that stuff is even located. You have to get in the on the app and dig through it.
I think, if I recall, last year it might be over at the convention center.
Yeah, probably.
So probably have to find the shuttle for that and go.
It's just, I went to grab a box lunch at and went all the way into the other side, and I'm just like, there's a lot of people in this building.
Oh, yeah.
This is like Central Hall type of traffic right now.
Oh, yeah. It's the first day.
Yeah, so it's the first day. But
everybody's running in here. I'm meant to get here early, and then, oh, where's that cord? Where's that cable? Oh, I got to get batteries. Oh, man.
Or charge batteries.
I got to run to Target. Oh, man. It was just like one thing after the other. Even though I thought I was prepared. Last night, I got everything. I ordered a bunch of stuff last week. I'm like, I think I'm good. And then it was like, these things got dead batteries.
And Scott took care of everything for the live this trip. And I got in here and I'm like, oh, I get my rig set up. I'm like, I brought the wrong tripod.
Yeah.
So I had another one in the hotel room that I brought in. I'm like, okay, I'm good. But what I put in my travel case, it's just like, I don't need that. That's a different tripod,
Useless right now.
Yeah, it's like.
Well, the good thing is probably somebody around here.
Oh, yeah.
Something.
Everyone brings a lot of gear. And I'm doing something a little different this year. Excuse me. I'm kind of scouting. And I'm finding. Oh. I'm going to find cool stuff. And then I'm going to say, hey, here's my card. Take your information. Let's do something, live later on where I can get the product and then bring them on maybe a video screen or something like that. Down the road.
That's cool.
And I'm going to try to, really cherry pick, try to find those 20, 30, 40 items that I thought, wow, that's going to be really, really cool. Because it's just too hard. You know how it is, lugging all this gear and trying to get into an interview and handled.
I made my rig pretty light. It's a little bit more organized this year than it was last year.
Yeah.
But I just used my iPhone last year.
Yeah.
And
believe it or not, it's amazing what the iPhone can do.
I used that with a little adapter for an XLR wireless deal. And then just, go up and just talk to people.
That's all you need.
I got everything mounted on there nice. Did a little 3D printing for some custom cases and things.
Well, that's cool.
Little GoPro mounts on them so I can just crank everything.
All that
there.
Stuff is available on the internet now. If you just need it, you just print it, right?
Yeah, I can design a little bit. I'm learning
cool.
some stuff. So, for some custom little adapters and things, I made them hooked up a little, GoPro mount on it
right.
so it's easy to move things around.
So, how do you like living in Vegas?
I don't mind. It's okay. Yeah, you stay off the strip and
that's
it's not
the key
so bad.
The key is to stay off the strip, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if you live here, you don't even want to go there. Really.
Right. It's like I understand.
Yeah,
when I was
going to town and they're like, come on, I'm staying. I'm like, then I got to pay for parking to see you.
That's
like,
right. I heard some of the hotels are starting to, Mandalay's going to get rid of their paid parking because locals are not going to Mandalay or going to other places.
No, there's a few places, and when I was working for the newspaper, figure out where all these places you can go to
park.
Free. Venetian's one. I think SLS is free.
Palazzo's free. That's why we parked there.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I parked the Venetian just because I knew.
Yeah.
And I think there might be a few others, but yeah, they're starting to come around. I think Wynn is going to take their paid parking away too. I mean,
because if you're
they're coming in to spend money.
That's right. If you're coming in to have dinner or whatever, and hey, could I get a paper towel or something? Do you guys have a paper towel? Yeah. So.
You're coming in to spend money. You don't want to. Yeah. Like, why?
Well, not everyone's gambling anymore, but they kill you on everything else anyway.
Oh,
the
yeah.
food and everything else is insane.
If you're in from out of town, there's resort fees.
Right.
And they get you with that because you book online or whatever. You're like, oh, cool, it's not that much. And then at the end when you're checking out.
The extra $36 a day for resort fees or whatever
it is. Crazy. Yeah, so where are you staying?
I'm staying Plaza, downtown, where we normally do.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, we stayed at the D last year, but I just booked late last year. So the Plaza is just like, it's a bed. And it's decent. Its rooms are clean and they're nice. And, you go there and crash anyway. And you're not there to – and staying downtown is always, in my opinion, a lot cheaper on food-wise, too.
Yeah.
So you can go in a little hole in the walls and eat for,
There's some good spots over there, yeah. Fremont Street, if you go to the other way from the big circus nonsense, then there's some good little places
to eat. I call it Fremont East or whatever it is. Yeah,
yeah. That way there's some good bars and some good little spots over there. Yeah, there's some good stuff to do.
So, this time I was debating on whether to rent a car, but I was counting up, I'm going to need, 12, 14 Uber rides during this trip. And so for, $200, I could rent a car. And it equaled out what the Uber would have been. But
a lot of places, too, have, they have shuttles around.
That's right.
I'm not sure if where you're at has that.
Yeah, they have a shuttle down here, but the way we bounce around to different hotels and stuff, so.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Well, yeah, so, I mean, what have you got in here early? You've been doing anything? You see anything?
We just, set up yesterday. Took it, or did two days to set up and get things kind of wrung out. Yesterday I was over at Digital Hollywood. They had a little podcast thing over there for a couple hours. So I went over to hear the two sessions for that. It was interesting. That was at the Aria.
Oh, yeah.
And this show is so spread out with the new construction going on, LVCC West or whatever they're going to call that over there. They're going to move everything and all from the external hotels into that convention center.
Oh, okay.
This is going to remain.
Yeah.
But all the stuff that's at Mandalay, all the stuff that's at Aria, and all these different hotels are going to move into that convention
center.
It's
all over the place.
It's too spread out.
And even taking shuttles, it takes
forever. Oh, it's forever.
I remember last year I came here because the same thing. I parked and I was like, I'll just go wherever from here. Did a bunch of stuff here. And then it was like, all right, time to go over to the convention center and find some people over there. It took 45 minutes on the shuttle to get from here.
I call it the space-time continuum. if you think you see something, that's 5 minutes. No, it's 15 or 20 or maybe 30, you know?
Yeah. And you never, like you said, it's hard to figure out where everything is. You're and hear, you hear things from people some people text, oh, you got to check out this thing.
It's 30 football fields away.
Yeah.
And 50,000 people you have to waddle through.
Yeah, it's going to be nuts.
So, this show has gotten so big, though. It's there's no way you can see it. I don't think one person can see the whole show.
No, even with 4 or 5 days, whatever it is.
I don't think you can see it all.
I don't think. I know I didn't. I don't think I even made it to Mandalay Bay last year.
Yeah, I didn't make it to LVCC at all last year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was in here the whole time.
I was between here and there most of the time. I did go over to Aria just to meet a friend, really.
Yeah.
I think it was the only reason that I got over there.
And the first year that we came and covered this, we went and saw the actual high-tech audio stuff where they've got the liquid-cooled amplifiers, the $15,000, that they sell one a year of, and you go into these suites and they're beautiful and they got this beautiful music playing and you're like, wow, that's cool. And you're thinking, well, how much is that? Oh, that's $23,000. And
I'll take two.
Yeah. For free if you deliver.
If you want me to review it or check it out, send one over. No, it's nuts. They're, some of these booths are just they're crazy, the money that goes into them.
And, yeah.
It's – I covered another show, G2E, for gaming, for casino gaming. And the money in that is almost crazier than this.
Really?
Like the booth, like one of the, I remember one booth was just, it was just a, like a restaurant. The booth was like, just come in, get some food, sit down. They had servers. They brought you stuff. That was the booth. Like they, like, would you like a drink? You want some wine? What do you want? Like, it was crazy.
That is insane.
Yeah, it's, I mean.
Well, I saw McAfee had rented all week one of the main restaurants right outside between Palazzo and the Sands. And I was just like, how much did that cost?
Oh, yeah, it's nuts.
Yeah, but they're feeding their people there. Probably it's cost effective. Then you say, hey, you go there for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You don't eat, you know, you don't use your company card. That's where you go eat. Yeah. They probably save money.
Yeah.
It's probably cheaper in the long run, so because they probably have 200 people here.
Oh yeah, no,
easy. Yeah. Some of
it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but anyway, we're talking a lot about the show stuff, a little history, and waiting on our next guest. And
are you doing this 24/7 then?
No. We're going from today 10 to 6, and then tomorrow 9 to 6. Thursday 9 to 6, and then Friday 9 to 2, I think.
Okay.
So, because the show closes, I think, on Thursday. We like to roll out of here at 4 o'clock. We like to be rolling our bags out of here and beating everyone to FedEx.
I don't know if I'll get, oh yeah, you shipped everything. Well, you moved.
Well, I moved, but I actually didn't bring anything in. Scott Ertz and the Plug Hits team brought everything in this year. I just brought a single Pelican box. But, okay. Yeah, I moved to from Hawaii to Michigan this year.
Yeah, how you settle in there?
So far, so good. Built a new studio. I don't know if you saw the pictures or not.
I haven't seen too much.
That's done. I took over a dentist's office.
Oh, okay.
And
did you find anything fun in there?
Yeah, it was interesting because I knocked some walls out, and there was pipes and drainage. It was where they had the, like, you know, where you get done, you clean your teeth, you get out and spit in the sink,
yeah,
right?
Right.
So the spit sink and all the... So found the pressurized system, and it was kind of fun. So I had to have a plumber in and do some cap and some lines. But it worked out perfectly because there was 4 stations, and it was already subdivided out. So I basically have a demo room. I got a green screen room. I have the regular Geek News Central New Media Show room, and then I have an edit room. So my sister owns a building, so...
It works out.
Works out well.
I know you had some family, I think.
Yeah,
that way.
My mom and sister's there.
Okay,
so and her family, and then my kids and Shoko are still in Hawaii. So
that's what it is. Yeah. Well, you still have excuses to go back.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
No, that's good. It's different weather, I'm sure.
We'll see in February. Ask me in February if the move was smart or not.
It's not. I was home in Ohio for the holidays too, and it was like, I'm ready to go. And to be honest, like right now, the weather's not too much different.
Yeah.
Here.
But it's been nice. Yesterday was really nice. Last night it was really nice.
It gets pretty nice. It gets sunny during the day here. I do like that. But, you know, it was like 35 or something when I woke up this morning.
Right.
So, like, that's not too much different than when I was in Ohio.
But there's no snow and ice, though.
There's not. Last year there was. Last year we had a big snow. I had to go cover that when I was working for the paper. I went... It was in February. There was a bunch of snow.
Well, it rained here last year, first day of the show. And
Yeah,
they had flooding in one of the halls. Water coming in from the roof. Yeah,
I do remember that. Oh, man.
So, yeah. Can you imagine a million-dollar booth and a stream of water pouring into it?
Oh, boy. Somebody's getting complaints.
Well, that's why you have to have insurance when you're here.
Oh, absolutely.
So,
yeah, for sure.
All right, Matt. Hey, thanks.
All right.
And look forward to Matt's going to be doing some stuff. You'll see some of his content up on Geek News Central. So go out and explore and have fun. And stop back by anytime and let us see what you found.
Yeah, I'm always glad. Thanks a lot.
Cool. Thanks. All right. Thanks.